Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, September 6th. Education leaders throughout Rock Island are vowing support for students protected under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. The Trump administration announced yesterday that it will end the program, which protects about 800,000 people who came to the country illegally as children. Mike Oberhaus is the superintendent of the Rock Island School District.
Any student who walks through our school's doors will be educated, just like any other student. We're not in that political game, and as long as they keep coming, we're going to keep educating them. So we don't know how that will impact it, if at all. But again, our job is to educate every child who walks through the door, and we'll continue to do so.
The president of Augustana College has vowed his support of the program, saying, quote, "I hope you will join me in urging Congress to act expeditiously to protect the Dreamers." The Trump administration has given Congress until March to come up with an alternative to the program that was enacted by an Obama-era executive order. After working for the Obama campaign and other Democratic candidates, a Rock Falls man is knocking on doors to get his own name on a ballot. Sean Sanders is running for state representative in Illinois' 71st district. Michelle O'Neill reports yesterday was the first day for candidates to circulate nominating petitions for the spring primary election.
Sean Sanders decided to run for office last year after former state representative Mike Smitty lost to Republican Tony McCombie and Donald Trump won the White House. The Democrats' top priority is tax reform. Sanders says for too long, the working and middle classes have borne the brunt of Illinois' flat income tax and its failure to generate enough revenue.
I think the biggest thing is for helping the people of Illinois get control of this tax system again. And make sure that, you know, that we don't burden the people that can't really take the burden right now. And also, in the process, help lower other forms of taxes that are also a very regressive system that hurts them most.
After candidates gather their nominating petitions, they can file them with election authorities the last week of November, and the primary will be held in mid-March. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Illinois government has made little progress in paying off overdue bills. Even after 2 months with a full budget in place, the state owes more than $15 billion. That's in part because Governor Bruce Rauner has so far refused to refinance the debt. Democratic Senator Donnie Trotter is asking Rauner to get going.
We remain in a political and fiscal crisis because of the inaction of a reticent governor who continually remains silent, primarily through his abrogation of duty on the budget.
Illinois is paying interest penalties of up to 12% on some of its overdue bills. It's thought the state could issue bonds at closer to 4%, saving hundreds of millions of dollars. Rauner has said it's not a good idea to borrow money without a plan to repay it, but he has not offered a plan himself. Heated rhetoric between the United States and North Korea has Iowa's senior senator calling for stronger ties with U.S. allies in Asia. Republican Chuck Grassley says the Trump administration's threat to cut off trade with countries doing business with North Korea only ratchets up the tension.
We should have the closest of working relationships with South Korea right now and Japan right now, and then as close a relationships as we can with China at a time when the number one goal has to stop a nuclear holocaust.
Grassley says he is hopeful the crisis with North Korea can be resolved peacefully. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.